You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
No one can harm you. See, this is why I get so excited about all this. Because I just want you to see it my way. And my way is that God's got your back. God's always had your back. God didn't just start having your back. Oh, my stars, some Chinaman created a virus. I better start watching out over my people. If He chose you before He made any of this, then what can happen to you? You see, Paul knew it, and David knew it too. Write this down. Psalm 56, verse 9. David says, "When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me." Live in that verse. Write it down. Just remember that all the days of your life. When I call out, when and then and because. When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God's for me and God is for you. He told Isaiah, "Your name is engraved on the palms of His hands." Now are you afraid anymore? Remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear. Don't be afraid. Be afraid of not, I'll tell you what to be afraid of today. Be afraid of not having your name in the book of life. Be afraid of leaving this church today without having your name in the book. That you very well need to be afraid of. You need to be afraid of leaving here uncertain of your salvation. There, is that better? You can't keep me behind one microphone. I've been waiting all week for this. I'll get it later for that. Number two, we now can know His will. How cool is that? Where do you find it? How do I find the will of God in my life? Right here. That's why I named my radio program WGOD. Because I've learned the secret and I share it with you. God is always broadcasting. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you got to do is go to where He's speaking. This is the will of God. Open up the pages. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick, meaning it's alive. And it's powerful. It can knock down and beat up. It can crown any devil. This book. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Lay it on me. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You want to know the will of God? Go to where God speaks. And He'll tell you. Go to church. I've learned. You want to know the will of God? Come to church. Ask this man. Because God will use me to say something to him. I've got no idea. You want to know the will of God? Go to church. Sit under the man of God, whoever it may be, wherever you go, where God has got one of his sentinels stationed. And you'll hear it. And Paul got two other benefits that you and I most likely will not receive. He saw the just one, and he heard his voice. So I'll tell you what, hallelujah, someday we will get them as well. Hallelujah, you'll see his face. And you'll hear his voice. Now back again, verse 16. Sharon, you didn't do your job this week. You're supposed to get rid of that clock. Sharon's in charge of hiding the clock, lest I be afraid that you don't want to hear her anymore. Verse 16, and now, we will cut it short though, but a little bit more. Now, why are you waiting? This is Ananias talking. Why are you, Acts 22:16, and now, why are you, it's talking to Paul, why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins. Call on the name of the Lord. Now, this is a controversial verse. Question, does water baptism wash away sins? Answer, for 1,850 years, the church thought so. At least for 1,500 years, till Martin Luther, they believed that. All those in the early church, they believed most assuredly that water baptism washed away sins. But I would say, if you ask my opinion, and that is, this is all supposed to happen at once. Not spread out. This is all one thing, all happened at once. In the Greek text, calling on the name of the Lord actually comes first. Then comes, arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins. When this is all taken together, call on the name of the Lord, getting baptized, indeed, your sins will be washed away. Listen to this quote from the church father. His name is Hippolytus. From 217 A.D., he says, quote, perhaps someone might ask, what does it conduce unto piety to be baptized? Or in Jersey vernacular, they would put that, why should I be baptized? How will that make me any more like Jesus? He continues, quote, in the first place, that you might do what seems good to God. For the prophet, that would be Jesus, for the prophet has sworn to us, unless you are born again with living water into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. John 3:3, right? He continues, therefore fly to the water! Exclamation point. For this alone can extinguish the fire. And he who will not come to the water still carries around with him the spirit of insanity, for the sake of which he will not come to the living water for his own salvation. Everyone here been baptized? Is there anyone here that would not admit it and raise their hand? Because we'll start filling up this. We've got one right back here. We'll have a baptism service at any time if we need to be. That's baptism, you know, when you go down and you come up a new believer. You know, Siri thinks she knows everything, and she's never heard of baptism. You know, I love to bust on them all the time. I do that all the time. I play Name That Tune, and Siri doesn't know half of the Christian music that I have. Someone needs to go and give that girl a talking to. You've never heard of this power in the blood? If you ask me, did the ancient church believe in a baptism salvation? I would say, yeah, maybe. However, they believe you needed to be baptized to be saved. You needed to be baptized to be saved, they believed, because of what Jesus said, Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. What part of that do you not understand? He who believes and is baptized. Danny, do you have your baptism a couple weeks ago? Praise God. See, that's what happens to believers. They got this urge, a scratch, they just can't itch. You see it throughout the Bible. They say, look, here's water. Why can't I get baptized? Believers run to the water because they can't wait to get baptized. If you need to be baptized or would like to be baptized, talk to me later and we will see to it. Remember what the Apostle Paul said too. You know, when they were accusing him, he said, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you, except Crispus or Gaius or who knows who else, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, is what he said. Baptism doesn't save you, but it's part of the faith. We're commanded to be baptized. So that's the end all, right? When Jesus says it, that's the end all. You know what? We'll wrap it up right here for today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray you'd show us to those that we have lashed out at when in essence we've lashed out at you. Help show us, and like you said, if you forgive, then you will be forgiven. Help show us here today and in the coming days those that we need to reach out to in mercy and have mercy on and forgive. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Help show us. And I pray too, Lord, if there's any of us that need to be baptized, that you'll put it on their hearts to come talk to me so we can take care of that and get baptized. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this awesome day here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. A couple of our highlights here from today. Because it's sort of hard to teach a trial, preach on. Number one, when someone persecutes you, they're persecuting Jesus. Number two, not all sickness comes from Satan. Some sickness comes as a result of sin, like we looked at earlier. Some sickness could come from God. Number three, we, like Paul, are chosen by God. And number four, you and I can know God's will for us in his word. So God bless everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not
Hey, this is Mark Wahlberg.